If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And finally, your jokes are like a bad commercial. The more you hear them, the more you like them.
What a compliment.
I'm not sure that I want to be the Cars for Kids of comedy, but here we go. Hey, guys, I ate four bowls of alphabet cereal for breakfast, and then I had a massive vowel movement. I met a girl that sells batteries by the park. She sells seashells by the seesaw. Hey, Dave, a triangle and a circle got into a big fight. Finally, the triangle said,
"You just don't get my point."
Oh, that's good. Mary, do you want to add to that?
What's my line?
I like that. I have "You're pointless." This is terrible, guys. Thieves broke into the police station and stole all the toilets. Detectives say they have nothing to go on. Kid's about to turn 16. He turns to his dad and says, "I'm going to get my driver's license soon. I'll need a car." Dad says, "Well, I'll buy you a car if you do three things. Get better grades, read the Bible, cut your hair." On the eve of the 16th birthday, the kid says, "Dad, I'm getting good grades. I should have done that a long time ago. And I'm reading the Bible. I'm better for it. So how about the keys?" And the dad says, "I also told you to cut your hair, and your hair is longer than ever." And the kid says, "Yeah, I've been reading the Bible. Whenever you see a picture of Jesus, he has really long hair." And the dad says, "Yeah, and whenever you see a picture of Jesus, he's walking." The therapist said, "Welcome to Plastic Surgery Addicts Anonymous. I see a lot of new faces in the crowd today, so I'm disappointed. I'm so proud of myself. Last night for dinner, I just had a salad. It was mostly tomatoes and croutons. Actually, it was just one big round crouton and some tomato sauce and cheese. Okay, I had a pizza." Holy cow, a bus filled with stuntmen veered off the highway and rolled down the mountainside and burst into flames. No one was injured. I may have told that one before, but why not tell that one twice?
Stuntmen. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And finally, Pam wrote in to say, "I've been texting some of your select jokes to my 12-year-old grandson as a way to stay connected and cheer him up." Pam, we're happy about that. She says he especially appreciates fart jokes. Of course, he's 12. "Thanks for helping me pass the time and stay connected during this scary, sad time." Pam, we really don't tell fart jokes here, but for the 12-year-olds this morning, I'm going to make one exception. Here we go. Guy goes to the doctor. Says, "Doc, something must be wrong with me. When I fart, it doesn't smell bad. Never smells." The doctor says, "Well, go ahead, fart right now, and let's see what's going on." So the guy does, and the doctor says, "Oh, boy, this is serious. We're going to have to operate." And the guy says, "On my rectum?" And the doctor says, "No, on your nose." Ashley just whispered into my ear, "The jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Maybe not tomorrow, but up until today."
Not after that.
Up until today. Well, there's the 12-year-old in all of us and some bona fide 12-year-olds out there, so...